morning. So glad we're awake this morning. Today, we're going to go into battle. Later on, about 3:30-ish, the pregame show starts. No, 3 o'clock. 3:25, the game starts. Coin toss, two teams that I don't care about are playing a game, and the Seahawks aren't playing, so what? All right. We're going to go into battle this morning. If you brought your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Romans. I love this book. Not necessarily Romans, but the whole thing. I love this whole thing. I love what it does. I love what it says. I love the fact that this is alive and living, that it touches the very core. We're going to start in chapter 6, start in verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey? Whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that though you are slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weaknesses of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanliness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you were now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I love Christmas. I love Christmas for several reasons. For me, it's a time to gather with family and friends, more family than friends. It's a time to share. It's a time to give. And it's a time to get stuff. One of my all-time favorite gifts ever is something that a lot of people think is very impersonal. I don't. I think it's very practical, and it suits me very well. It's a gift card. I love gift cards. I love gift cards because I can get what I want. And this particular gift card, I have a tendency to get every year. My folks go and I go to one of my favorite stores. I'm from Eastern Oregon, so I'm a hunter. I'm a fisherman, avid both areas. I love to just shoot stuff. And it's just a ton of fun for me to go out in the woods and just, not even if we go hunting, but just to go out in the woods and just commune with God and nature, just to be out there. It's one of the most glorious things for me. My tabernacle moments are in the woods. I love it. So my folks got me a gift card to Sportsman's Warehouse. I went there. And I went there first and went there with my wife. About 20 minutes into it, I looked at her and, "Are you bored?" "Yeah." "Yeah, I'm drooling over everything," and she's bored out of her mind. So we left. The next time I went with my buddy Justin, who is an avid hunter and fisherman, so we drooled together. And I bought, hence the title of the sermon, I bought a Bubba keg. This is 52 ounces if you drink coffee of heavenly bliss. Today it's water. Most of the time, it's coffee. So I bought a Bubba keg, and I bought something that my wife enjoys very much, my wool socks. Now, I got this stuff a couple months ago, and Christmas was a month, a week, and 4 days ago, so how did I get the... bought this about a month ago. I had to keep these wrapped and hidden from my wife, or she'd be wearing them right now. I couldn't use it as an illustration. So... I did that. So I got a Bubba keg and a pair of socks. But that's not the point. The point is the gift card. My parents went, or they called my sister and she went, because there's not a Sports Warehouse in the town where I'm from, because it's only that big. Put some money on a card. Put it in an envelope, stuck it in my stocking. I open it on Christmas morning. There it is. It's free. It's a gift. It's something that I did nothing for. It's something that I didn't have to do anything other than be their son to receive. They love me, so they gave me a gift. They gave me this gift card so that I could redeem it. The same thing is with our salvation. We don't have to do anything to accept it. Christ died for us so that we could spend eternity with God. Unfortunately, what we sometimes, or at least I do, I neglect to understand what that exactly cost for me to gain salvation. Our salvation came at a very great price. And it's a free gift. We look at salvation, we get to spend eternity with God. But we don't look at what it actually cost to accept that. It's our gift to accept for free. We can say, yes, Jesus, I love you. I believe in you. I believe that you lived, that you died, that you rose again. And you're going to come back so that I get to spend eternity with you. But we skip over that you died part. We don't realize that there was a great price that was paid for our salvation. And in doing so, and not looking at that, we have a tendency to camp in this verse 15. That we sin because we're free due to grace. We're no longer under the law. So we continue to make choices that put us in bondage. Jesus stretched out his arms, was nailed to a cross, and died. A very, very great price for our sin. Verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. We deserve death. We deserve death. This is free. This is free to me. This is a gift from my folks. But the gift of God is eternal life. It's a free gift. We have to accept it. But in that, we need to understand what it cost for that gift to be given. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Christmas is a time of giving. Christmas is a time that God sent his son to the world. If we believe in him, we will not perish, but have everlasting life. But we can't just camp in Christmas with the birth of Christ without looking towards Easter. Here in a few months, we're going to celebrate Easter. We're going to celebrate Christ's death and his resurrection. We're going to look at excuse me. We're going to look at... That is really big. I can't see any of you when I do that. We're going to travel down the road. We're going to go through his triumphal entry. We're going to come to the place where he's scourged and led down the road to the place of the skull, Golgotha, where he's stripped naked, laying down on a plank of wood, where they take hand-hewn square nails and put them in his hands. They drive it through his hands into the wood. And then they hang him for people to mock, to look at and stare at. The Savior of the world, the Son of the living God, hanging there for all of us, all those who were there to see. Our salvation comes at a very, very great price. Unfortunately, I have a tendency to camp out in this verse 15. But what's great about that is we don't have to camp out in, yes, I'm saved by grace, so I can choose what I want to do. We don't have to camp there, because it says certainly not. We don't do that. We can't do that. Shall we sin because we are under the law? Or not under the law, but under grace? No, absolutely not. If I choose to sin, I am slave to that. I'm slave to sin. Now, people make the argument, okay, I'm not going to choose to follow God because I don't want to be bound by God. I want to choose to do what I want to do. Understand that if we choose sin, you're bound by sin. You are not free. You are bound. If you choose God, if you choose Jesus Christ, if you choose the sacrifice that He made, you are truly free. Well, God has limitations. God is God. He is endless. He is limitless. You are free. You are truly free. I would rather be a slave to God than a slave to sin. Because a minute of a slave to God is worth so much more than anything I could choose for myself. Do you not know that who you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey? It matters, but it doesn't matter. If you choose sin, you're a slave to that. If you choose God, you're a slave to God. One or the other. You can't be both, and you can't be none of those. You're either a slave to sin or you're a slave to not. Or a slave to God. Slave to sin or a slave to God. But God be thanked that though you were slaves to sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. You were set free from sin. Set free from sin. Set free from bondage. Set free from chains. Set free so you can go to Sportsman's Warehouse and buy a Bubba keg and a pair of socks. Our salvation is more than a Bubba keg and a pair of socks. Our salvation is through Christ Jesus, it says, for the wages of sin. If we're bound to sin, it's death. Understand, we won't spend eternity with God if we're bound to that. But thank God it doesn't stop there. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus hung on a cross. He died. He took the sin of the world upon Himself. He hung there. Not always did they actually nail Him. A lot of times they tied them. I have a feeling if they didn't nail Him, they couldn't have kept Him on it. They nailed Him to the cross. He hung there bleeding, bruised, broken. He took the sin of the world upon Himself. And He had to hang there while God the Father turned His back on Him because He couldn't look at sin. For us. For you and for me. Wow. Jesus died my penalty. He paid my penalty. He died for me. He died for you. So that we could receive a gift. We receive a gift that's free for our taking. It's free. All we have to do is ask. All we have to do is say yes. I believe this. I believe that you are the Christ. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you came to the world. That God loved me so much that He sent you to die for me so I could spend eternity with you. I love talking about Jesus. I love telling people about Jesus. I love this book. I love just what it does. I love, excuse me, Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." I love that. I love that this is alive. I love that we can take this and look at it and see what it is that we're doing, that we live carelessly. We see that okay, we're under grace, yeah, but we still choose to do what we want. I would imagine that if myself, because I'm talking to myself more than you, that if I was to understand the amount of time that went into making the money that my folks made in order to put on this car, I'd probably appreciate it a whole lot more. And I would probably be a better son. I'd probably call them more and, you know, maybe not forget my mom's birthday card, which I did this year and waited till my dad's birthday 2 months later to give to her. Sorry, side note. But if I truly understood what it took to set me free, maybe, just maybe, I might read my Bible more. I might spend more time in prayer talking with God. I might spend more time not being selfish with what I want to do, but focused on what God wants me to do. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that. I'm so glad that because I've accepted Jesus, I don't have to go through that death. I'm going to die someday. We've talked about people this morning who've gone to be with the Lord. Oh, at times I envy that. The experience that they are experiencing right now, the fact that they're in the presence of God Himself. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life. We get to experience that eternal life. We get to be in the presence of God forever. What a worship service. What a time. And that is through Christ Jesus our Lord. So understanding that a great price is paid, let's not camp in the do what I want to do because now I have freedom to do so. No, we don't have freedom to do that. We need to camp in the Jesus died for me, so I need to do everything in my power to do what God wants me to do. I'm human, so I'm going to mess up. Every day, I do it. However, that doesn't give me license to do everything I want to do. I don't want to camp, and I don't want to be a slave to my sin. I would rather be a slave to God and obey God, not living in my flesh, but being slaves of righteousness, or be a slave to righteousness for holiness. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life, Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a little short, but man, I love this. I love this passage. I need to look at this every day. This particular passage, I need to look at the fact that I choose some things. And as Paul said, I don't do what I need to do. I don't do what I'm supposed to do. And I do the things I don't want to do. I need to not do that. I need to stop it. What are you doing? Is there something, is there a pet sin you have? Is there something that you do every day knowing, guess what, this is wrong? Is it music group? It's just one song. It's just one place. It's just one website. It's just one interaction. Whatever. It's a choice. If we choose to sin, we're going to be a slave to that sin. If we choose that, we're going to be a slave to that sin. But if we choose to bond ourselves with God, the only thing we can be is free. The only thing we can be is free. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.